USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown finally declared a state of emergency as she announced that state troopers and sheriff's deputies would now be sent to Portland to help police in the state's largest city monitor weekend rallies by the right-wing group Proud Boys and counter-protests by liberal groups. Portland has continuously had violent protests for more than 3 months following the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Demonstrations lulled slightly during Oregon's recent wildfires. They kicked back up this week, fueled by the Kentucky grand jury's decision not to indict officers in the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor. Under the state of emergency, Oregon State Police and Multnomah County Sheriff's Office will have the authority to set curfews and close roads. In addition, officers sent to Portland are now allowed to use tear gas if human lives are in danger. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves on offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com.
President Donald Trump is just a few hours away from nominating Judge Amy Coney Barrett to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the U.S. Supreme Court. If confirmed, Barrett, who serves on the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, would be the president's third Supreme Court appointee following Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. The Justice Department announced findings of a probe into discarded general election ballots in a key Pennsylvania county. U.S. Attorney David Freed from the Middle District of Pennsylvania announced that a federal investigation found a number of military general election ballots were discarded in Luzerne County. 70% of those were marked for President Trump, and the others are unknown. The president has repeatedly cast doubt on the security of mail-in voting, and the White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany mentioned the announcement minutes before the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Middle District of Pennsylvania, posting it on Twitter. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Governor Ron DeSantis lifted all restrictions on restaurants and other businesses in Florida and banned local fines against people who refuse to wear masks as he seeks to be one of the first states to completely reopen their economy despite the spread of coronavirus. The Republican governor's order unleashed fresh debate in the politically divided state where the pandemic responses have become intertwined with the upcoming presidential election. The governor's announcement allows restaurants across the state to immediately reopen at full capacity and prevents any city or county from ordering them to close or operate at less than half capacity. Google's parent company has reached a $310 million settlement in a shareholder lawsuit over its treatment of allegations of executives' sexual misconduct. Alphabet said that it will prohibit severance packages for anyone fired for misconduct or is the subject of sexual misconduct investigations. A special team will investigate any allegations against executives and report to the board's audit committee. Thousands of Google employees walked out of work in protest 2018 after the New York Times revealed Android creator Andrew Rubin received $90 million in severance, even though several employees had filed misconduct allegations against him. Shareholder lawsuits followed, and in 2019, Google launched a board investigation over how it handles misconduct allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.